Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us on the line right now is Vince Colonnaise, editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller, an all-round fine feller. You know, I got to tell you, Vince, it seems like every morning as I prepare for this show, one of the first things I do, I go to The Daily Caller, and I take a look at there, and I always find stuff that ends up being talked about on this show. And in fact, earlier this morning, we talked about a story that you guys have that says that the FBI Clinton Foundation probe is not dead. We were very happy to hear this. Tell us what you know about this, Vince.
Well, that's so nice of you to say, first of all. This is how our system of justice is supposed to work, right? It's not supposed to decide who gets prosecuted on the day of an election and then or not. If it needs to be investigated, it will continue. And in this case, Richard Pollack of the Daily Caller News Foundation, who, by the way, has had an incredible reporting throughout the election on the status of the Clinton Foundation and its relationship inside the FBI, which is a very tough story to cover because of the nature of the FBI's secrecy on these matters, has had a lot of true information that over time. And the latest is that the New York field office has been told, field agents there, to continue their pursuit of an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Carry on. You can keep doing this process. Keep investigating. As to the status of field agents from around the country, it's a little more unclear to what extent that the investigation is continuing there. But certainly at the New York field office, Richard Pollack has discovered that the FBI is still in pursuit of information related to the Clinton Foundation, whether or not there was any sort of a corrupt activity that they need to be paying attention to.
And this is Mary Walter, Vince. I was shocked when I heard this. Brian sent this to me last night, and I sent him a text back saying, Merry Christmas! I'm really surprised at this. Am I getting excited over nothing? Because there's part of me that feels that they're just going to do this for show, and she's never going to be allowed to be indicted on anything.
I mean, that's possible. And again, this probe specifically is into the Clinton Foundation. It doesn't appear to be addressed directly at Hillary Clinton herself.
Oh, wish that the whole thing's dirty. Come on.
Right, exactly. But you've obviously got a lot of players involved here. I do want to go back to, what Donald Trump said. It was kind of interesting that people were going after him. Are you going to pursue Hillary Clinton? No, he's not going to make that a priority. As if it was up to the president.
Exactly.
We were just having that conversation.
I sort of went, okay, well, that's nice, except it doesn't matter.
What's the point? Why are you asking the president of the United States? That the whole point of our system of justice is that he's actually sort of removed from that.
Yeah, well,
but it makes Trump look good. I'm not going to go after, I'm going to let this go. It makes him look good. It endears him a little bit more to the Clinton supporters.
Well, I'm curious. So this is really focusing on pay to play. So, I mean, although it's not aimed at Hillary, she was the Secretary of State when people were giving big bucks to the Clinton Foundation and then getting favorable consider at her State Department.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And if the FBI discovers that, I can't imagine wanting to be Hillary Clinton on that day. So you're absolutely right. Hillary is a central figure here. Thing is that in this investigation, they're looking into the Clinton Foundation, and certainly the foundation is hoping to come out clean in the end.
There was a story that you had on yesterday that we've been sort of outraged about, and I know there's been some follow-up work on it, about this person in charge of communications for D.C. schools, who tweeted out that she wanted to be the secretary of getting rid of white men.
Abolishing them.
Abolishing white men. And then she then later came out and said, I now understand that what I said was inappropriate. But, I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, and it's outrageous, because if you had said, I want to be the secretary in charge of getting all rid of all black people.
Or all Muslims.
Can you imagine the outrage?
Or all gay people are one of the preferred groups.
Yeah.
It's a good thing her job doesn't depend on her ability to communicate. Oh, wait, she's the communications director for CC.
Exactly, right.
So she's tweeting. I mean, this was predicated on Rick Perry's selection. She was trying to make a joke, apparently, that Rick Perry, because he forgot the very department he's now expected to run, the energy department, that she wanted to be the secretary of white men, as you just said, because she'd love to abolish white men. And the public school system kind of gently slapped it down. They were like, this is not something. You know, basically, I'm not looking at the quote in front of me, but. The reality was they don't consider it a big deal. She issued an apology, and everyone's sort of hoping for this to go away. They're not answering any more phone calls about it. They think that it's a settled matter, and they're not too concerned that the person who represents communications for the district, for the schools, suggested that white men need to be abolished, and we push forward. And my sense of stories like this is it's probably going to work for them.
Right, it will.
Yeah, because nobody is upset about it except you. And I mean, you don't see this story any other place.
No, of course not, because this is the narrative, and I'm willing to bet there are a lot of people in the school system who wholeheartedly agree with her.
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay, what else is going on? The Trump transition, how do you think it's going there, Vince?
Well, it seems to be going, I think, pretty well. I mean, as we've heard over and over again, that it's sort of historically had a schedule in terms of just actually, you know, the competency of assembling a transition team and quickly filling the cabinet. The big picks that we were waiting for so long, including Secretary of State, we finally have them. And now we're sort of confronted with, now we'll begin the nomination process. Who's going to be the guy the Democrats are going to pick, or girl, who's the guy or girl the Democrats are going to pick to be like, this is the one we need to take down? Because my sense of this is you sort of get one, right? When Jeff Sessions was first announced, he was the first pick as Attorney General, there was all sort of a clamor going on, like, oh, we're going to go after him, we're going to accuse him of being racist. And
do you agree that sort of has backed off?
And I agree. I think that's backed off. I mean, and thanks in part to the idea that, the civil rights leaders as late as this week suggesting that they're willing to support Jeff Sessions. And by the way, now you've got Rex Tillerson chosen as Secretary of State, and you've already got some early indicators that Republicans are uncomfortable, a few, are uncomfortable with his proximity to Vladimir Putin and Russia and think that he might be too friendly. They're making a big deal, by the way, that he received an award called the Order of Friendship, so therefore you must be a strong friend of Russia.
Yeah.
And,
but isn't that the person you want in charge?
It appears he's the target right now.
Yeah. So you think he's going to be the guy they go after?
At this moment, yeah, because I think Democrats think that they can break off some Republican support in order to go after Rex Tillerson.
That'll be interesting to see whether they can accomplish. My sense of it is that the guy's probably a pretty sharp character, given the fact that he ran Exxon, Mobil, which is, like running a small country, and that he probably will be able to handle himself pretty well of the questions and put people at ease. But we'll see. You may be right. This may be the one that they go to the mat on. Listen. Go ahead,
Vince. And the reality in the oil business is that the toughest countries in the world in general are the ones who are the stakeholders in this. And he's had to negotiate with a lot of difficult people in order to arrange deals for the benefit of Exxon. So now, as Donald Trump said, he wants to put those skills to work for the United States.
And I love the fact that we may have a Secretary of State with a Texas accent. I'm all in favor of that. All right, listen, Vince, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Great to be here as always.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.